Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, into the third hour of this live Tuesday edition. A new hurricane coming into the Gulf, crossing over the Keys. We'll give you the latest updates on that. Get into more on Tony Blair and his and his wife's witchcraft publicly in front of everyone. But there's no satanic activities going on. Why? Witchcraft isn't satanic. It's friendly. That's what we're hearing. Also, more on British troops involved in terrorism being caught red-handed, and the news just buries it in plain view. It's all coming up, but let's get to your calls. You've been holding for a little too long here. Let's talk to Bruce in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air, Bruce.
Hi there, Alex. I just wanted to say that this nation, in its earlier stages, was more godly, and we had all kinds of miracles and protections from God. And during, as the years passed, the people of the nation got further from God, and his protection, his miracles have been withdrawn. Now, we need to get that power back.
And let me tell you something. When the leaders are openly engaging in black magic in public, we're in deep trouble.
Exactly. We need to get that power back. And that means simply this. If you're fighting the New World Order and you're sinning, you're fighting it with one hand and one leg behind your back, tied together. But when you come close to God, he gives you the Holy Spirit, he gives you guidance, and he gives you protection. So I'm asking people listening to combine their forces with God rather than trying to act alone.
Well, I'd say it's more than just having an arm behind your back. It's more like that arm is punching you in the face while the other arm is trying to fight the New World Order.
Exactly. Well, I found that out personally, and on my website I have nine items that show that the times that we're living in now are exactly described.
Okay, give us your website, and I'm going to move on.
Okay, it's PSI, P as in Paul, S as in Sam, I as in India, CONSEL, PsyCouncil.com.
Okay, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and talk to Elias in Michigan. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Right. What we should call the neocons should be the neo-royalists, because we're in the thrall of royalty in this country, and they have absolute rule. Whereas in Europe, they were...
Do I have permission to use that term? That's a neo-royalist. It's mine.
Yes, you have the permission, my permission.
It's mine now, you promise.
My permission to use that term, neo-royalist. Look at Arnold...
Are you the guy called in 10 years ago with Alpha Maggot?
Who?
No, you're not.
Maggot? No, not me. No.
No, when I call people elite, I was corrected by an old-timer. He said, no, they're alpha maggots.
Oh, yeah, right. Well,
don't call me elite. Well, that kind of...
Neo-royalists. They're the new royalists who have taken absolute power as the old royalists did for many centuries in Europe and elsewhere. And now we have them here. And it's very clear that they are. I mean, look at them all. They're all intermarried together with all this... You know, things about them all, they're all in a clique. And the only thing they have, like the Constitution says, well, you can't have any titles. But they may get rid of that, too, you know.
No, I mean, they're really getting it. You ought to see when Clinton or Bush is at the U.N., his supreme absolute excellency, great leader. And people just grovel to the power. Power.
And the earls and the... whatever you want to call
the counts,
the lords,
and the duchesses, and the countesses,
and
the dukes, and the lords, and the knights, and the ladies.
I know I don't have much time. You're always running for time. But you know, the last time they checked out the royalty in Europe, in part of Europe, I get back to the not so long ago, and it has to do. Maybe you're the historical Alex, right? Bring forth the historical Alex.
Yes.
And I'm looking at a book here, and it says...
Well, stay there. Just stay there, and we'll let you finish up on the other side. Stay with us, Duke. He'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
8 minutes, 14 seconds into this third and final hour of transmission against enemy forces. A transmission to wake you up so you take action against this criminal system. And you look at all the milk and honey, you look at all the plenty, you look at all the blessings that we've got left around us because of the freedoms and the hard work of the people that came before us, and you think the government provided that. You think the officials, the authorities did this for you. You think that, oh, they managed it all and they created it. No, they sat on it and sucked off of us, and now they're greedy and they want to go ahead and just slaughter the whole thing, the goose that lays the golden eggs, folks. It's simple. And I'm going to get into a host of issues. They want to put cameras in all our cars to start taxing and tracking us, as I predicted. And again, not hard to predict it when it's in their own official documents in the industry publications, what, 4 or 5 years ago. But here she comes, Big Brother. Let's go ahead and briefly go back to Elijah in Michigan, who said we should call them neo-royals or neo-royalist or neo-royalty. And that is really what we're looking at, because the earlier caller was talking about Prince Charles, and down in South America, there in Brazil, they have this gigantic gold bronze statue of him standing on top of people. When a guy's drinking from a glass, that's the blood, folks. He's stomping on all these people, and the guy's down, a little demon's down there drinking blood, and he's got the big muscles and the big wings, the golden angel loving us. But go ahead and finish up your point.
So finally, I'm back. The name is Elias. Okay, it's a slight difference.
Well, but you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Right, I'm on now. And, of course, the royalists do get their comeuppance, as John Paul Watson would say, Paul Watson. They get their comeuppance sooner or later, as in the French Revolution, when it was essentially to get rid of royalty. Then the next explosion in Europe, the Russian Revolution, against royalty. Then what will we do here?
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate the call. Let me just tell you something. This is not debatable. The French Revolution. The French Revolution was openly and publicly funded by the German Order of the Illuminati and Adam Weishaupt. They even tried to change the days of the week from 7 to 10 back to the old pagan calendar. Did you know that? I mean, France went to the pagan calendar. It's incredible. I mean, the ancient Babylonian mystery religion calendar of 10 days in the week, no more holidays, one day off every 10 days. They tried to change the whole calendar, go off of the, after death of Christ. People don't know this, but this is mainstream history. Why, history is so incredible. It's just amazing. And you talk about real entertainment. I mean, not why read fiction? I mean, it's unbelievable. And it was basically the British royalty was financing the Illuminati through Germany to go knock off all their cousins, go knock off all their relations. It was a consolidation. And so was the Russian Revolution. And we have the czars fighting on the side of the north in the Civil War here. And then on the side of the south, the British were down there supplying the south. So people think that the south or the north was good, or the south was bad, the north was good, the south was good, the north was, you know, vice versa. No, it was all controlled. And this is mainstream history. This is not debatable. And then you had the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, 1918, and openly the Red Cross. God bless them. And I'm being sarcastic when I say that. I shouldn't joke about that. The evil, wicked, out-of-control Red Cross took $25 million in gold to Lenin when he was about to lose to the white Russians. And no, folks, the white Russians isn't talking about blacks and whites. I know most of you know that. Some don't. When I mention white Russians, they think I'm defending some white supremacist group. It was just the name of the pro-imperial czarist who weren't much better in many respects. The point is they weren't consolidated under total Illuminati control. The white Russians were about to defeat the Bolsheviks, and the Bolsheviks were king daddies of going around blowing stuff up and then blaming it on the czarist. And the czarists just weren't sophisticated enough to deal with it. And finally the Bolsheviks got them and marched them off, and a year later blew their heads off, shot them all full of holes, turned them into Swiss cheese, threw them in a grave. So, and by the way, the head royalty in Germany, the head royalty in England, and the head royalty, they were all cousins, first cousins, the head royalty in Russia, they were all identical. The breeding was so precise. You look at these famous photos, and you cannot tell the differences. I mean, you literally cannot tell the differences between them. And so, that's what happened. And so, you know, the globalists will create false revolutions, and then they'll control them and use them as an even worse purge. Just like they're using the La Reconquista right now, totally funded by the globalists publicly. And the poor people doing it think they're fighting against the evil America or something. It's just pathetic. And so that's what's going on. But I do agree, we have the neo-royals, which are really just the old royals. Look, the big industrialists and the big bankers, they all just interbred with the British Germanic royalty. And that's what you got. I mean, you can't call these people German, you can't call these people Jews, you can't call these people French, you can't call these people... They're just an amalgamation of the richest and most powerful people on the globe. They love to kill people, they love power, they're totally spoiled, and they think they're God. I mean, it's really that simple. And we're in a lot of trouble. So thank you for the call, sir. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Chicago. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
First-time caller. I want to say, appreciate the risk you took yourself when you went down to see the Metro demonstration the other day. I'm a veteran of public schools in California, so I know firsthand how dangerous that can be.
Oh, what? What was it like in California? Were they nice to you?
No. Sometimes after I graduate, I went on college, but there could be, say, lockdowns in the school where there were roaming gun battles between black gangs and Mexican gangs and police, and they would send memos home to the parents saying there was a little incident at school today, but it was nothing serious, and your kids are safe, and you can still send your kids to school, you know, that kind of thing. But that's not really why I'm calling. I wanted to talk about something which I started monitoring the Katrina thing very closely on television, and I felt like there were answers that weren't being, well, questions that weren't being answered, et cetera, relating to two areas. So, well, the first one was what type of chemical toxins were in the area and how much of them and what companies were actually in the area that were flooded.
There's like 45 oil spills just in that area, a bunch of chemical spills.
Yes, yes. Well, what I did was I put together a 210-page PDF, which includes, it's basically all the words of press articles, including foreign
have
press.
Have you sent that to us?
Yes, I sent it to you, but along the way I stumbled onto something relating to immigration, which I can't believe that none of the alternative press have discovered, because I think it's monumental and critical, and it's something that needs to be exposed quickly.
They're going to resettle New Orleans with illegals.
Well, no. I'll briefly explain it to you, because I know you got a lot of calls.
Well, I want this. I want to post this if it's good stuff on InfoWars.
The one thing about the toxicity is, if you read that thing, you'll see proof that we had a window where we could have prevented the wetlands from being destroyed, but they are now going to die. All the wetlands down there will be dead. And if you read all that information, which is not my...
That'll make it flood even worse, yeah.
Well,
those wetlands are holding...
It'll eliminate all the fisheries from everywhere in the Gulf and parts of the Atlantic. They'll all be dead because they all spawn there. The magnitude of this is incredible, not to mention the $200 billion a year fishery industry. But let me get on to the immigration. I'll just start by are you aware that the Border Patrol, all border functions have been incorporated under Homeland Security?
Yeah, under ICE.
The Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services controls the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol and Immigration Section functions are now under the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection. All those functions are under Homeland Security, which is why this press release from September 6th from Homeland Security is so catastrophic. And I'll
okay, well, tell us, sir, because we can run into
the
board.
I'll just read the main headline, and then I'll go on and show you how the Mexican press is covering this. This is official. Press release. They've removed it now, but it's been archived in their waiver section, which I can send you a link to. But I actually
listen, sir. Tell us the meat of the matter.
I'm reading it verbatim here. The Department of Homeland Security announced today that it will not sanction employers for hiring victims of Hurricane Katrina who, at this time, are unable to provide documentation normally required under Section 274A of the Immigration and Nationality Act. DHS will not bring sanctions against actions. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. DHS will not bring sanction actions.
Let me just tell you, I'm aware of it. It's a change in the law now where no one needs to show documents in these seven emergency states to get a job now. So no longer will the Border Patrol enforce people hiring illegals.
It's just those seven emergency states. It's anywhere. All you need to do is say you're a victim of Homeland Security. You fill out the I-9, but you don't need to provide any documentation. But check out how the Mexican media is handling this. Here's a headline from My Real Bravo. Migratory court truce because of Katrina. Department of Homeland Security announces. I'm translating this from Spanish. I've got a lot of...
You know what's frustrating is, are you on a speakerphone?
I'm on a cell phone, but I'm speaking directly into it.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's just kind of muffled a little. Well, that sounds like incredible info you dug out. You know, I was aware of it. I thought about it. I never talked about it. That's why the callers are so important. You bring up 1,000 facets, you know, every week. Of all the points callers bring up, hundreds of callers bringing up multiple points. And so send me that. Stay there. I'll give you a better email where I'll get it. And I want that. I want to post that. You've done some good work.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Five more calls, and I do have some other news I want to hit on. Cameras coming to a car near you, folks, in your car. Oh, yeah, the government got to have a camera in your car watching you. It's just the new freedom post 9/11. We've all got to be watched at all times. That's freedom. Again, it's all Twilight Zone. We've got to start saying no to this. No, I'm not going to do that. And we say no all the time, and they back off. They just come right back with it. Got to say no again. Well, they just come back with it again. Well, that's what a fight's all about, folks. You got to keep sucking air into your lungs or you'll die, too. Life is a fight, and it's a fight you're going to lose. But you really do win by living and loving and having a good family. All right, I'm preaching again. Real fast, I was aware of much of what this caller's saying, but he's detailed it all, and so we're going to be posting it when we get it. But go ahead, Mike, in Chicago. Tell them what El Azteca Mexican TV is telling folks in their news release.
Presidente Fox has been broadcasting it boldly, but here's an example of the top of one of the articles from TV Azteca. This is translated. Undocumented person effect in U.S. thanks to Katrina. Here's a picture of a dock worker on a obviously an illegal worker on a forklift. And underneath the caption, you all have 45 days of no sanctions. Meaning, go. And it says, employers do not have the migratory employment form, SRE. And then it goes on to basically quote the all the articles, the press release. Which
ICE could have specifically said, clearly if you're a U.S. citizen, but now it's just nobody. Thanks for the call. Yeah, this lets them bring in so much federal control at every level. Again, this is a complete success for the government, publicly known as a failure. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in New York. Ron, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Reporting from New York. Cindy Sheehan, who was the darling of the national press for about 5 weeks, is in New York City. Yesterday, she went to have a rally in our Union Square Park, which is a park famous for its, I guess, political events.
Yeah, there's always something going on there.
Right, right. She had a rally. She had permits for the rally. A person that was with her in that rally had a handheld bullhorn, and the police arrested him because they said he didn't have a permit for the bullhorn and that she couldn't continue with the rally. I mean, this is, as they say, they really gave...
Yeah, so now if one person out of 5,000 does something wrong, you're all punished. We've seen that now in new legislation.
Well, there's even some question as to whether they operated legally, because unless they changed the law since my time in that department, if you had a political rally, if you had a permit for a political rally, and you were using something as simple as a handheld bullhorn, we're not talking about a very sophisticated...
Well, yeah, I mean, did Mayor Giuliani have a permit to walk around with bullhorns?
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, let me just say this. I've been there, Ron. I've dealt with the cops now. Either they were real nice or they were completely psychopathic. They would march up when I'm talking to an old lady at a park and scream, I want to see your press passes. I'll arrest you. Shut your mouth. I mean, well, it's in martial law. Have you seen martial law yet?
No, but...
Well, folks, I was treated like...
I've seen those incidents.
I was treated like total trash, and they were arresting AP reporters, Village Voice reporters, American Spectator reporters. It didn't matter, and the police memo came out that they were told to be to just... Look, I have an article here where the Coast Guard, always been a great organization, Ron. I mean, wealthy yacht owners are complaining. They bust on ships at midnight, screaming at people, demanding IDs, being very rude, aiming machine guns at people's wives. And it's just all, oh, this is a courtesy check. And then the head of the Coast Guard in this one bay says, well, we're doing this now even in freshwater waterways because Homeland Security wants you to know we're law enforcement. We're letting you know who the boss is. I mean, they're actually, folks, now the cops are openly saying in the Coast Guard, we're here to let you know. We're here to, I mean, literally, Ron, they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, even third world dictators don't say we're doing this to let you know we're the boss.
They're sort of trying to drive a message home, you know.
Well, they said that. Ron, what are they getting ready for?
But the point is this. What do we have when law enforcement organizations are not respecting the law? They're not even upholding the law they're sworn to uphold. They're violating the very law that they're supposed to be upholding.
Ron, there's a big T for that word.
A big T, you say?
I mean, yeah, what they're doing starts with T.
Well, I know there's a lot of words for it. I would call it illegal. I would call it totalitarianism. I would call it fascism.
It's total tyranny.
It's tyranny. I mean, it's every ugly word that you probably could come up with. And I don't know what in the heck is going on. You know, you had a caller earlier say that they're neo-royalists. I'm beginning to wonder if it's as simple as neo-royalism, or are we dealing with generals, you know, are these so-called leaders? Or at least a great many of them, generals in the Army of Satan. I mean, this is totally insane. This has reached a point where there is no rhyme or reason to it anymore at all. You know, and I don't know what to think of it any further. Alex, by the way, do you want to continue that conversation that you and I had earlier off the air?
Well, I don't know. Why can't you tell the public about it?
Not on the air, but off the air, because when I finish the conversation, I'll explain to you why. And then maybe...
Okay, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you right now. I'll talk to you right now, Ron. All right, we'll come back, take a few final calls, hit a bunch of key news, and wrap up this transmission. Turn your guns in. The government loves you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
A bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their.
Their descendants.
Descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
You're free today. Do you thank them?
Free today.
You're not a slave, literally
thanks
kneeling before some degenerate noble who's 2 feet taller than you because for 10 generations they've had enough to eat and you haven't. The nobles, again, from Japan to ancient England, medieval England, even England 400 years ago for that matter, would actually laugh at how they starved the peasants and how a lot of them were born with nutrient deficiencies, so they were retarded. And it was a joke to look at the little retarted, you know, little short, starving people and to laugh at them. It was an enjoyment. They were real into animal breeding and having their big healthy pigs and horses and cows and dogs, but laughing, and look how we've bred them. You know, I'm sick of it, folks. I'm tired of it. I'm not your scum, I'm not your slave, and I'm not putting up with you. So just get that through your head. I know you're scum, and we're coming for you. We're coming for you. We're giving it our best shot. We don't win, lose, or draw. We're going full tilt. We're going at you. We're coming for you. And you just do whatever you got to do. We're going to do what we got to do, and that's the end of it. All the cowards out there, you can just make excuses and go along with this if you want. It's going to be to your detriment. And for people out there that have been on the fence but are in government and know what we're saying is true, and you're seeing what we're saying is true even more than what we're saying, you know, shame on you if you don't do something. Well, I'll lose my job if I tell you what I know. I'll get in trouble. Well, we've just got to have, if everybody stands up, or even, you know, 5% instead of 1% at a time, if more of us start standing up and speaking out, there's nothing they can do. That'll bring them down instantly. You know, Ron's given me a lot of good info over the years, and he tells me some story that I have no doubt of that's just absolutely earth-shattering, and they're in New York, and I can't say anything about it. And I get this stuff all the time. I mean, I get confirmed stuff all the time, and then I've got to try to go track it down on my own and then reverse-engineer it and figure out a way to tell you the story. And Oh, man. I'll just tell you this. There are 36 Level 4 systems that have been set up in the U.S. in the last 4 years, part of the program called BioShield, a $6 billion program. And right here in Austin, they got it down at UT Galveston, other areas, they have Level 4 bioweapons labs with almost no controls. It's Level 4 pathogens, but little protections, and they just mail stuff all over the world. You know, deadly flu that kills everybody comes in contact with it, or 90%. I just mail it out to thousands. Well, the stuff I hear about all the time makes that look like child's play. And the globalists are just busy shipping it around everywhere, hoping something happens. And I'm not going to say anything. It's something else from that. And it's just these people are sick. And I can't say anymore. I really can't. So sick. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Kansas. Steve in Kansas, welcome.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
How you doing today? Now, I was calling the prime time that aired on Thursday the 16th.
Okay, last Thursday.
Yeah. Did you see that scare piece? I mean, that's the only thing I can call it, is a scare piece.
I mean, isn't it all a scare piece? Worship government?
You know, I mean, 2,000 people, I mean, 240 million people are going to die because of this avian flu this winter.
And
they talked about SARS, 700,000, but we took care of that.
Well, yeah, what they do is there's some new deadly super demon that kills 10 people, and we can't even, and then they give people inoculations and don't even know if that takes care of it, but then say it takes care of it, and the government orders millions of doses of this shot they want to, quote, make you take. They really want to set that precedent because they love you so much.
I talked to my brother. He's a fireman, and he goes, well, I got to take shots for this, that, and the other. And I say, I'm not taking any shots. You're not going to take a shot for hepatitis C? And I say, I'm not taking any shots. If I get
hepatitis C is sexually transmitted or for intravenous drug use. Why would he need that?
Yeah, well, I mean,
why do they give it to newborn babies when it's admittedly a dangerous injection?
Well, see, you can't talk to people when they're indoctrined.
Well, did you say your brother?
Yes.
Let me tell you something about your brother. You need to do a Google search. The LA Times reported 2.5 years ago. Remember Tommy Thompson said every fireman, every cop, every medical worker, every doctor, 14 million people, you have, by law, there was no law, as you said, we're trying to pass at the state level, it was Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, they said, you have got to take this shot or you're fired. But there was no law. Well, the LA Times reported when they canceled the program, 99% of firemen, police, and others refused to take it. Your brother is obviously one of the really gullible people that does whatever he's told, and then see these TV shows about how 240 million people, and yes, I did read about it. I didn't see that report on TV, but I did read about it. They're everywhere. They hear that, and people who wouldn't go, well, I just better take it, when the epidemiologists and virologists said, none of this is going to protect you anyways. It was the doctors that led the revolt against Tommy Thompson, and the guy who'd said, you got to take it, 6 months later said, I never said that. I'll never take it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Great points. And, yeah, enough cops, enough firemen, enough nurses, enough doctors hear shows about how we're all dead. You know, a billion could die. 240 million. You talk about fear-mongering. 240 million could die. And then I hear other patriots who weigh in on this because it'll get people scared, and they'll call in and buy them buy the goodies that magically shield them from all this, and you know, or the magic pyramid or whatever. And it just discredits everything we're doing. I mean, it's just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And you cannot talk reason to these idiots that do this. And maybe they believe it. And, you know, I'm not saying the globals aren't going to release bioweapons on us. And I'm not saying we shouldn't be healthy. And I'm not saying we shouldn't eat healthy food. I'm not saying we shouldn't have an escape route to get to. But I agree with John Rappaport and others. They're going to release a chemical weapon that's controllable. And then they're going to tell you it's a germ and just put some little squiggly thing up on TV. And then that's the end of it, folks. It's just like the movie The Island, where they use the threat of the outside contagion to keep people all in this prison. They think there's nothing outside their little city, you know, their little dome, because of the contagion that'll kill them any second. It turns out it's all staged. Look, folks, you're being herded like stupid cattle. It's like African bushmen will come beat their spears on their shields and will herd a lion to a certain point, and they'll kill them with their 20-foot spears. And the terrorism and the truck bombings and the swine flu and the bird. Remember, the swine flu is going to kill every human on Earth. All this, it's going to kill you any minute, and just give up all your rights. They're beating the brush. Pheasant hunters do this. You have your peasants go out and beat the brush with the nobles and out fly out all the pheasants, and you sit there shooting them. And this is what they do. And even if this is going to happen, they're not going to protect you. They want to kill you. You understand? Officially, they want to reduce your population. And where the rubber meets the road, the cops really don't believe this government. 99% of them said no. Now, I can't believe your brother's one of the 1%. It's actually less than 1% that did it. But poor thing. I mean, you roll your arm up and they just jab you full of whatever. I don't want to repeat this, but it's an example I haven't talked enough about. I wanted to get guests on about it. I've dropped the ball. Oh, what's the exact search term? It's on our website, but it was on Rents too. But the exact search term, it was in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, big TV show in Israel about it. People already knew about it, but they had to do a TV show about it, try to whitewash it, but they couldn't whitewash it. It was called, the Ringworm Massacre, just Ringworm Radiating Jewish Children. That should get it for you. And imagine, 100,000 Jewish children, the U.S. government paid them, what was it, like $3, $4 billion, over a 10-year period. They tell the kids, you're going to the dentist, or you're going to have a ringworm inspection. It's just, again, a fungus, harmless. And they take the little, it was normally 5 to age 8, they put the little kid underneath there, and they zap them with 3 to 5,000 times safe levels of radiation. And again, thousands died on the tables. I mean, they'd fry little kids' brains, folks. I mean, enough radiation to kill them on the spot. Now, where did they find doctors to strap Jewish kids into things and fry their brains? I mean, why aren't there 100 movies? Look, I guarantee you, people like Spielberg know all about it. Why didn't he make a movie about that? Never. 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 And again, that's just one small area. Our government pays Israel to take what are seen as second-class Jews in Israel by the Zionists, Jews from Spain and places, the darker Jews, and this is in the articles too, and they took them and they just fried their little brains. And there's only a few of them alive today, and these were healthy, happy kids. They're like retarded because they got some of the lower radiation tests done on them. And most of them died within 6 months to a year. 100,000. Oh, we have a government that paid, U.S. government. Look, the ringworm experiments is a good way to search it. Imagine that. Imagine taking 100,000 children and strapping them in. Well, you didn't need any Hitler propaganda. You didn't need any, these people aren't human, none of that. It was, quote, the socialist, Bolshevik, so-called Zionist Jews funded by England. They weren't really Jews, folks. You understand that? And our government funded it. Our government knowingly microwave these kids. Let's take one more call, and I guess I'll just won't get to the others. I'll get to a few of the other things. Last call, quickly. Scott in Arizona, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones? How you doing today?
I'm racist because I'm against microwaving Jewish children, but go ahead.
Well, I'm happy to hear this. I'm actually a Jewish person, and everything you've been talking about everything I've read on your website. I just found about you yesterday, and I consider myself a religious person since I've been growing up. And from reading the Bible, reading...
Let me ask you a question. You as a Jewish person, did you know that the Israeli government zapped 100,000 Jewish children?
Actually, I did not know that, and I actually lived in Israel for 6 months after high school to partake in the military over there.
Now does that make you... Well, you'll check it out. It was in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post. But will that make you then trust that government?
There's no government that I truly do trust these days. The only person or only government that I would truly trust is God himself.
I interrupted you. Finish your point. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Everything you've been talking about, though, has, you know, a third of the nation will die of disease. A third of the nation will die of disaster. This is all in the Bible and everything that's been coming. I've been talking about the chip being implanted in people. And I've been talking about everything you've been talking about for many, many, many years on a religious point. And now seeing it coming, happening, it's exciting times, but very sick.
Oh, it is exciting times. I can't keep myself from working all the time. I mean, I wake up at like 2 in the morning wanting to work. And I was never like this before. I mean, you learn that there's a pack of people that are sworn to kill you.
I know.
It makes you want to fight them.
It does. But here's what I want to do. I'm only 19 years old, and I want to work for you. Is there something I could do where I can meet with you and...
You know, unfortunately, we get probably 10 requests a day to do that, and I can't even. I'm such a small operation. Maybe someday in the future, you know, you can work for the fight against the New World Order, sir. But I obviously couldn't answer that question in 30 seconds on air. I mean, I get that question every week on radio, and then I get it every day, multiple times a day, off the... Again, there's also the capital situation. I don't have the money to even hire one more person. So I couldn't, and I don't do this thing where people work for me for free. So there is the main, catch to even interviewing anybody.
I want someone to give me all the knowledge that they know, and I want to fight. I work in wrestling now, and I support myself, and I'm going to school. But every day I talk to people religiously at work.
Sir, it's simple. If you start a website and start updating it every day and making your points, and you do that for 3 years, you'll have millions of visitors probably in 3 years. I mean, it's really simple. I mean, it's just applying yourself over and over again. I'm out of time, but call me back another day. Don't be a first-time caller, Scott, and we'll talk again in the future. That was Scott in Arizona. I mean, look at these articles I've been wanting to cover. Historic changes possible, the military's role in domestic emergencies, an end to posse comitatus, troops to basically run America. Witchcraft and nail clippings, the weird world of the Blairs. Cameras, spies, and millions of cars to trap toll cheats. And they're proposing this in the U.S. All cars are going to have an infrared camera hooked into the police department emergency management center. There's pressure plates in the seats, and if you get up, or if you're sitting in the car and it gets above like 99 degrees, it automatically dials the police department. But again, they'll be able to watch you anytime they want anyways. That's one excuse, and they're trying to push that because it'll save 35 children a year from dying in the heat. Why, then we got to have cameras watch you. Well, this new one, camera spies in millions of cars to trap toll cheats, and I heard this proposed a few years ago by some of the big industry publications. You see, the industry publications, they all communicate with each other. It's all out in the open. You know, the Pentagon came and spoke to our biometric conference and said, this grid will control the American people. There'll be profits involved. You know, I mean, it's just all out there. The grid we put in the U.S. to control the public with cameras, we want to put a grid in. We call it the population control grid system. And we're going to have that in Iraq. And then I'm, you know, in a restaurant, there's an MIT magazine laying on a table. I pick it up, and there they are bragging again, the same thing. It's just, you know, you're our slave. I mean, it's real funny. It's real funny. And then, you know, there's a drooling public walking around, doesn't even know what's going on. Cars will spy on each other to catch drivers trying to evade road tolls under a scheme being proposed to enforce nationwide congestion charging. More than a million vehicles would be fitted with cameras to see everybody's not paying. I love it. To photograph the number plates of those who failed to pay. The government is planning to pay-as-you-drive system under the fuel duty road tax, which would be replaced by tolls for each mile traveled. The rates would vary according to the level of congestion, with drivers paying £1, 34 pence, or pennies, a mile. That's up $2. On the busiest routes, and up to 2 pence a mile on quiet roads. A satellite tracking device for each vehicle would monitor the movements and ensure the appropriate rate was being deducted from the driver's prepaid account. And it goes on cameras in and outside the car. We'll watch you and others to make sure you're doing well. Thank you very much. Well, well, well. And again, they barely were defeated. I mean, within the hair of our chinny-chin-chin, starting in 3 months, when I went to get my inspection sticker, I would have been transpondered. And you're thinking you just would pay the tickets? Uh-uh, not having one was a felony. Yes, and you're going to have your chin. And we're going to tax you down the regular roads, and we're inches away, and we beat it by one vote, and you're out there slobbering and giggling, and why don't you flash the UT horn sign at me? Why don't you wear an orange T-shirt and Phil Pella while your children will be total slaves? No, why don't you get up off your hind ends and help me defeat these people? Get right up beside me, not behind me. We are inches away, fools.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. And it burns.
Look, folks, I always take on the hard issues.
The ring of fire.
And I tell you what I really think, and I go after it. And while all the people that shoot their mouths off and use fake names on the radio and bash Hispanic folks, none of them showed up Saturday. Because we were there united with good Hispanic Americans that love freedom against the La Reconquista. And we have drawn out the La Reconquistas, going there, seeing the Planet of San Diego t-shirts, calling for killing all white males by the age of 16. By doing that, we've drawn them out. And now the Texas Civil Rights Review publication attacks Alex Jones, defends Planet of San Diego. An amazing article by Steve Watson with links to it, and they actually defend it. So, see, we're drawing them out. We're drawing them out. How dare Alex Jones killing all males, white males above 16 is absolutely fabulous. That's completely reasonable. We've been oppressed. I mean, what do you expect us to do? You people. I mean, some folks, there's not really a rhyme or reason. I just go off my instincts and, I don't sit there and calculate. But it's just always good to go off those. And then in hindsight, I thought, yeah, this is good. We drew these people out. We go there, two-thirds of the march, there for Daisy Sage, didn't know what was going on. We talked to him. Oh, no, we're not for the takeover of America. No, we just thought it was like a fun, thing. But the other third was just like, we're going to get you. Ah. It was just like, you bet this is Mexico, and you're going to be going down very soon. You just wait. I mean, well, okay, You don't want to live in peace. You think you can run around and do this. We're not going to put up with it. And don't get mad. It's so politically correct. You do a voice, people get mad. I do the Billy Bob good old boy voice, too. And I do the Yankee voice, too. I like doing voices, so forgive me. I do Marvin the Martian, too. I can do the Emperor, if you'd like.
Well done, Lord Vader.
All right, I'll stop screwing around. The point here is that we're having an effect. And we're going to continue to have an effect. Because I want to live in freedom. I want to live in peace. And the big corporations are behind this, La Reconquista. And I hope you'll make PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com even more powerful in the InfoWar. You are the power. You are the blood in the bloodstream of this energized system. I'm just one little blood cell in the system as well. Together, we empower this juggernaut for liberty and freedom, united against these global corporations that are not free market and that are dehumanizing systems. And so imagine, the Texas Civil Rights Review attacks Alex Jones, defends Plan of San Diego. What's the big deal about the Plan of San Diego? What do you do when you're dealing with oppression? I mean, how on earth, what planet are these people from? I've done nothing to anybody, and to have these plans, 2005 being promoted, and this isn't 1915. And it caused horrible relations between Hispanics and whites, who were really good before that point. And that's even in the Hispanic Historical Society. They decry it. I mean, this is not good, folks. Especially if you're Hispanic, you've got to decry these groups now. Out of time, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. Incredible reports coming up today on multiple varied issues at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. All my films, our weekly TV reports, so much. All the best audio interviews. 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. Redesigned, by the way. Even better. And InfoWars.com to get hard copies of any of my documentary films or the other books and videos and books and tapes that we carry on InfoWars.com. So check out all the DVDs and books and the rest of it. All right, I'm going to punch you out of here and move on to the next phase of the InfoWar in 3 seconds. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.